Los Angeles Times movie critic Kenneth Turan says ODR is one of France's best, and Read My Lips is one of the summer's best movies.
Read My Lips is a battle of wills and desires played out in a thriller. It's also an exploration of a difficult relationship between two abused individuals who want revenge for the hands they've been dealt. That's a lot for one film to do, but Read My Lips pulls it off and makes a strong case for putting Jacques Audiard in the top rank of today's French filmmakers. Audiard's films are characterized by his unusual ability to create tension with mature examinations of the complexities of human nature. His first film, See How They Fall, investigates a gangster and his young protege. His second, A Self-Made Hero, reveals a young man masquerading as a resistance hero after World War II ends. Audiard is intensely curious about psychological states. He's fascinated with character, with who people are versus who they imagine themselves to be. Audiard began as a writer, but as a director, his specific ideas about what he wants his characters to be has helped make him an excellent director of actors. Emmanuelle Devos won the César for Best Actress, even though she was up against the star of the wildly popular Amélie. Devos plays Carla, a woman in her mid-30s who can read lips but can't hear without elaborate hearing aids. Carla is so stressed out at work that when her boss suggests she might hire an assistant, she worries he's trying to fire her. Vincent Cassel plays Paul, the assistant she hires. He's Carla's opposite, a rootless, ambitionless drifter fresh out of jail. Paul's kind of good-looking, but isn't very bright. Carla hires him even though he doesn't know what outgoing male means. She instinctively senses a kind of bond with Paul, the us-against-them connection of two beaten-down people. They don't completely trust each other, but as increasingly complex schemes of revenge play out, they finally have nowhere to turn but each other. While Cassel is excellent, it is Devos whose performance absolutely draws us in, especially during her intimate moments, when the fantasies about Paul she keeps in check during business hours come out in play. A shot of Carla standing in front of a full-length mirror, wearing just his shirt, is a snapshot of longing impossible to forget, and one that makes Read My Lips equally unforgettable.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for the Los Angeles Times.